Hey, Dan, if you're involved in a serious injury accident and the person who caused the crash is uninsured or underinsured, how do you recover for your losses, especially pain and suffering?
Well, we've hit on this a little bit before. You know, if it's a motor vehicle accident, you of course want to hope that you have proper coverage on your policy, which protects you in that situation where you're involved in an accident, someone has no or little insurance. You can have extra coverage on your policy where you can then go after your company for the difference. And, you know, a quick example, I had a case recently where, you know, a woman had $500,000 in under insurance coverage on her policy, and the vehicle that hit her only had $25,000. So then we were able to file an action against her own company to recover the difference, and we ended up getting a substantial award from her own policy. So, you know, we've talked about that before. You always got to check your policy. I tell everybody $500,000 in coverage for the uninsured is what you want. But, you know, and then you got situations where you're injured in other types of situations, like, say, in someone's home or whatever. And, you know, unless you have, you know, there's really nothing you can do on your end to protect yourself because there's no under insurance coverage available in a situation like that. So you just got to hope that someone has really good homeowners coverage or other coverage that could help you out.
And correct me if I'm wrong, because you told us before, you can't sue for accidental. If there was intent, you can sue for damages, but if it's accidental, you can't really sue, right?
Actually, you got it a little backwards there. It's intentional. Intentional insurance was made to cover negligent or unintended acts,
right,
or reckless conduct. But if it's an intentional act, I mean, you know, if your next door neighbor comes over and bashes you in the face on purpose in a fight, you know, it'd be a lot more difficult to sue his homeowners and company. But if you go to someone's home and, you know, you fall in a hole or something, that's kind of a negligent thing. You know, the hole was there. Maybe they forgot to cover it up, forgot to warn you of it. That's a different situation.